days draw near to when he will face the Romans, his courage flees. They might laugh at him or kill him. As he takes pleasure in drink, he prays to his god Dionysus that they will still be our friends and will sail back with us to Alexandria with soldiers. It is nearing sundown. The northern coast of Africa is on our left, our port side, desert mostly. A thin strip of white appears to be waves breaking on shore. They must be huge if we can see them at this distance. A shout has come from one of the sailors climbing the mast. A ship is rapidly approaching from behind. The next morning. There was no small commotion as Puzo rushed me below the forward deck for safety in case of pirates. I ducked under the low timbers and noticed Father lying in a berth, passed out with vomit on his chin. I love him, but how can he rule if he is drunk so often? Am I wrong to think that I am the most capable royal aboard this ship? Another guard threw a cover over Father's head so he would appear to be just one of our drunk sailors, while Puzo tucked me inside a hot little closet filled with coils.